This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
And welcome back in Sports Radio 740 and the Fallout, as that music you hear is the Fresno State band, as the Fresno State Bulldogs are getting ready to travel across the country and play the Alabama Crimson Tide in Tuscaloosa, as they are about to hop on a plane here in just a little bit. Right now, we're out at Mellow Mushroom here in Festival Plaza. You can come down and you can actually win some tickets. We'll tell you about that, more about that here in a little bit. But right now, we are joined by former NFL secondary player from the Chicago Bears, Cam Worrell, joins us right now as he is driving. And I was wondering about, Cam, about this whole experience for you of what's it like going from being in the NFL to then being on the sidelines for your alma mater.
Yeah, hey, Joe. Appreciate you having me on, man. Yeah, it's been fun, you know. Play at Fresno State, and, you know, we had some big wins when I was at Fresno State, and then going on and playing with guys from all over the country and you know, kind of seeing how different areas of the country develop talent. And then coming back and really getting a different perspective of the Fresno State program and kind of looking at it more with a critical eye than just as a fan. It's really been fun. It's been educational for sure. I get to do games with Pat Hill, who was my coach, which we weren't the best of friends when he coached me. He did get me ready to play in the NFL, but we've kind of built a relationship now, which has honestly been a blast to get to know him as a peer. So I've had an awesome time being back over in Fresno.
Have you had enough time yet to where a day like today, where we're getting ready for Chiefs and Patriots and the season's about to kick off and we're all drafting our fantasy teams, do you still get that edge like every single time, like you're ready to go hit somebody?
No. Nope. I did, though, for a long time. You know, I think I was 32 when I hung them up, you know, so I had a good run. I got banged up towards the end, but I got a lot out of my body. When I could still mentally at least think I could get it done physically, then I'd still get that itch. I'd still, when football season came around, it just felt like, okay, it's time to get ready. It's time to go to work. Now that I'm old, I'm 37. In football years, that's like 68. Now that I know I can't do it, that is past. Now I'm just someone who likes to watch games, still with a critical eye. I'm not really a fan of too many teams or programs outside of my alma mater, but I like to watch the game. I like to see how offenses like to attack defenses and what defenses do to try to counter that. You know, really an X's and O's standpoint is what interests me now. But yeah, once when I see some of these collisions now, I think there's no way. I used to love those things. There's no chance you catch me doing that right now.
Well, and you get in on a unique time for Fresno State because they've brought in a brand new head coach, Jeff Tedford, on it. You guys got your first win of the season, which I have to say, and I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but where on earth is the school that you guys played last week even from?
they're from San Antonio, Texas, and trust me, Joe, I didn't know that before I looked it up on the Incarnate Word website. So no disrespect to those guys, but not a well-known football program by any means. Look, my first year in the booth was Derek Carr's senior year. Derek just came back and had his jersey retired on Saturday night. Fresno State gets a 66-0 win against the 1AA team. But if you would have watched this program the last couple of years, especially in 2016, I don't care if it was, you know, Fresno Junior High, for them to beat someone 66-0, to hold someone to negative 30 rushing yards, there's no way that they would have been able to perform that way last season. Jeff Tedford and his staff have come in, and they look like a real football program. Honestly, last year they didn't play with a lot of passion, didn't play with a lot of effort. They made tons of mental errors, and they were not a program that looked like they could turn it around anytime soon. And Jeff Tedford's come in, and he's really changed it around. I mean, as soon as he got here, the mentality is different. It looks like old school Bulldogs football. And I know a lot of fans in Alabama, you know, they're fans of the SEC. Alabama's right now the greatest program in college football, but we've had a lot of success at Fresno State playing one way, fast, physical, and fanatical under Pat Hill and Jim Sweeney back in the 80s. Now that type of football is finally back. So, hey, take that 66-0, pack it away, put on that Alabama film, realize, hey, this is a different beast we're dealing with on Saturday. But for these kids in this program, it had to feel good to finally get one like that.
Well, in the zero part of this is what I'm curious about right now. I know that you were a defensive guy. Did Teffer really go to the CFL and bring a defensive coordinator from the CFL to Fresno State? Like, how do you pull that off?
He coached for a year up in the CFL, and Orlando Steinauer did coach for him. And honestly, when he made that hire, I was like, who is Orlando Steinauer? You know, I know a lot of defensive people. I've played for a lot of great defensive coordinators. Who is this guy? And you know, they did have some growing pains in the spring. They did make a lot of adjustments to the system that they're running, and the product that is here in the fall is a lot different than it looked when he first came down here because there was an adjustment period. But one thing that I know, and I don't know a lot about this defense, and we have no idea, you know, how good this team can be, will be. One thing I know is they will play with tremendous effort, and they will play fundamentally and systematically sound. You know, Alabama is going to run the ball. They're going to move the ball. They're going to score points. Like, that's just the way it is because physically they are superior. But it's not going to be because of a ton of mental mistakes on Fresno State's part. They're going to make Alabama earn what they get. They're not going to give up cheap stuff. Now, if Ridley goes over the top for 80, it is what it is. He wins a one-on-one matchup, you can live with that. But they will not be a defense that beats themselves. And in a matchup like this, that's all you can ask for, is effort and being mentally prepared so you don't give up free stuff to an offense that, if you give up free stuff, it's going to be a long, long Saturday afternoon in Tuscaloosa.
I'm curious because, you know, of all the years that you played in the NFL and at Fresno State, at the different defenses that you played under, a 3-4 defense – and swapping from that and going to a 4-3, is it as difficult as it sounds, or is it really just more of like a, okay, cool, we just set up differently and it's no big thing?
You know, at the NFL level, it's a lot different because, you know, the NFL has so much to do with the personnel that you put on the field. I mean, the NFL is all matchups. You know, you have Calvin Johnson, you find a way to isolate him one-on-one. You have Von Miller, you try to find a way to get him in a one-on-one pass rush situation. So you need pieces that fit your system. At a place like Fresno State, honestly, going back to a 4-3 fit their personnel perfectly, even though they had run a 3-4, because you can't get 320-pound nose guards that can two-gap. You know, you can't get 255-pound stand-up outside linebackers who can also rush the passer and drop into coverage. So being a stingap defense, getting penetration from your guys who are probably a little bit smaller than the offensive lines they're going to face, you know, getting bigger athletes to play in your secondary and getting some smaller guys to rush the passer off the edge, it kind of fits their personnel. So obviously it's an adjustment. You know, guys who have been in that 3-4 for the last 3 years, it's been a tough adjustment changing their mindset from, you know, two gap to penetrate. Or, you know, honestly, they've been so poorly coached defensively, just getting back to, hey, first step's got to be vertical. It's got to be vertical, and you have to use your hands. I mean, that's where they started. And this staff has done an excellent job. Look, all this stuff is great. I think Fresno State's definitely trending upward. Will it matter Saturday? I really don't know. All I know is they're going to play with effort, and they're not going to beat themselves. But we all know what kind of a beast Alabama is. I put that Florida State film on, and the type of athletes that Alabama has defensively, I mean, just eyeball test, they look like an NFL defense. The size, the speed, the physicality, they look like NFL players. So, you know, I'm excited to see this young Fresno State team, and young being young with coaching staff, young with the new message that Jeff Tedford has brought, how they respond to a test like Alabama. It's going to say a lot about, you know, the job that Jeff Tedford has done in a very short time, because I do think this team is going to play with, for four quarter, going to play with fanatical effort all the way through.
Cam Worrell joining us right now. He's former DB for the Chicago Bears. He's on the sidelines now for Fresno State during their broadcast. And what about this offense? You mentioned 66 points in the game that you guys just wrapped up last weekend. But at the same time, we know the opponent that you were going up against. Is this going to be a hurry-up, no-huddle type day for Fresno State?
I sure hope not. I mean, they do have some know-how elements in their offense. I guess the best way to describe it is it's kind of a West Coast passing philosophy with some spread concepts in there. You know, they will run some zone read. They will run inside-outside zone. They have a lot of quick game, but they will run power. You know, they will get in two tights, and they will try to grind it out. So I fully expect Fresno State to be very methodical when they have the football because you're outmatched physically. I mean, plain and simply put, if you try to hurry up and you go three and out, you know, four times in a row to start the game, your defense is going to be gassed in the first quarter, and it's going to be a long afternoon. So I expect them to try to be methodical, but you're going up against the rush defense that, you know, what, in the past 7 or 8 years, they've been top 10 in the country. 2 years, they've been number one in the country. They gave up 40 yards rushing to Florida State. So you're not going to be able to run the football unless you can try and build some formation advantages. And, you know, use the misdirection to try to create some mismatches in your play action game to set up some of the run stuff. It's going to be very difficult, but I do expect them to be methodical, to huddle, to try and take their time offensively, because the best chance you have, you know, to limit Alabama's offense is to keep them off the field. I mean, it's kind of old school. It sounds simple, but really you can't try to match these guys and put up a lot of points because this defense is one of the best in the country, and you have an offense that can go. Jalen Hurts can go. Ridley can go. All three running backs that touch the ball can go. They're very, very dangerous offensively.
Man, you sound excited just to get to Tuscaloosa. Like, I feel like it's you have an appreciation. I mean, I'm not saying like, oh, you know, we're ready to get here because, you know, us in Alabama believe and know what we think is going to happen on Saturday. But I feel like you're just one of those guys that you just want to sit there, and as you're doing your job, and at the same time, you just want to look at the athletes and go, this is just amazing to watch these guys play.
100%. I'm you know, I played with a lot of guys from the SEC. In fact, I think the year I got to Chicago, we had four dudes drafted just from the Florida Gators, and all they talked about was the atmosphere around SEC football. And we went to Ole Miss a few years ago, and we got a little taste of that, you know, the Grove and, you know, 60,000 fans who were excited about Ole Miss football. But, I mean, Nick Saban in Alabama. I mean, right now, that is college football, you know, every year. Yeah. Best athletes. They are, in my opinion, by far the best coach program in the country, and they have been since Nick Saban got here. And to see 101,000 fans in Bryant Denny Stadium with the excitement that those fans are going to bring. I'm excited for Fresno State to be able to take their kids and give them this experience and say, look, man, we just tussled with the best there is. 101,000 fans, and you got through that. And now we're going to go back, and we're going to, you know, they do have to go to Washington next week, but they're going to play Mountain West teams, and they're going to take a lot from this game. And just as a football fan, you know, I love watching Nick Saban's defense, honestly. I do. They're so well coached. They're so sound. It's so difficult to get an advantage on them. You know, when you see someone like Clemson have success 2 years in a row against them, it really blows you away because they are so well coached. So just as a football guy, man, I've been in some very big, you know, I played the first international game over in London at Wembley Stadium, got to play in Super Bowl 41, some really big atmospheres. But for my program, for Fresno State, to have the opportunity to face off with an Alabama at the height of their reign with 101,000 people in the stadium on ESPN2, regardless of the outcome. I'm excited for this program. I'm excited for the spectacle. I'm just going to be a fan on the sideline that day. I might be critical of Fresno State when they make mistakes, but I'm just going to be a fan and take that experience in. Different when you're playing, you have one mindset. It's to beat the guy in front of you. When you can broadcast or you can watch as a fan, it's a totally different experience, and I'm super pumped to make that trip.
All right, final question for you, Cam. I know we got to let you go. Are you more excited about going to Tuscaloosa on Saturday or going to Hawaii in November?
Man, I've been to Hawaii like 6 years in a row. I've taken my family on vacation. You know, Fresno State played in Hawaii. You know, they play every other year. They played a bowl game there the year after Derek left. So I've been there. 1 year we almost got stuck at the Hawaii airport at like 12:30 because we had to take a rental car back. The rental car office was closed. My co-host Paul Leffler had to run over a tin roof just to get to the upper level of the airport. So If Hawaii decides to come to Fresno every year, I'm a happy man. I'm taking my family to Hawaii next year, so I might never not make a trip to Hawaii because of the way the schedule's set up. But no, I'm super pumped to get to Tuscaloosa. Like I said, it is college football right now. That atmosphere, that program, it is college football, and I'm super pumped to be out there on Saturday.
Hey, well, Cam, we appreciate it, man. I know that you guys are about to be flying out here in a little while, and just thank you so much for coming on with us. We appreciate it, and enjoy the flight over, and I know you're going to enjoy the game on Saturday regardless as to what happens, man, so we appreciate it.
You got it, Joe. Appreciate you having me on, man.
Have a great one, man. That is Cam Worrell, former defensive back for the Chicago Bears. He is also now on the sidelines for the Fresno State Bulldogs, and, man, look, that's the kind of passion I love. I don't care who the opponent is. The fact that, you know, I'm not a fan of these type of football games because I want Alabama playing FBS Power 5 opponents every single week. But just to see that type of excitement from a guy like him, that's awesome.
Your city, your station, your voice. This is The Fallout on Sports Radio 740.